Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA this morning released its export sales report for the week ending January 25th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat, 20.6, corn, 31.4, and soybeans, 24.9. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review out of Morton, Illinois. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady today on ideas that bitterly cold temperatures and wind chills over the weekend and first half of next week will limit marketings and underpin prices. Terminals are called mostly steady to firm. Tops are from 40.50 to 47.50. Peoria called steady to firm today with a top price of 40.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, January 31st, negotiated swine purchases were 14,135 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $53 to $64.50. The weighted average, $59.41, a loss of 24 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.69 to $52.50. The weighted average, $49.60. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,404. The base price range was $53 to $65.10. The weighted average, $62.71, a gain of 58 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36 to $52.50, and the weighted average was $48.87.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. And you stole some of my thunder with that talk of the extreme cold that's coming into the area this weekend and early next week, and it will be a concern for livestock farmers across the region with bitter cold temperatures this weekend and early next week, stressing livestock. Lows to 25 below zero occur in the northern half of the plains and the uppermost Mississippi River Basin. Lows to below zero will occur southward all the way into southern Kansas, central Missouri, central Illinois, and northern Indiana. And wind chill factors upon that will make things worse and more threatening for animals. In fact, the below zero temperatures may reach all the way down, or near zero temperatures will reach all the way down to around the Ohio River Valley by early next week. So this wave of cold air is coming in and already starting to push across the Dakotas right now, and will stretch across the region and stick around until at least the middle portion of next week. Warming is predicted for late next week and following weekend, and that should offer a respite from the first week's cold conditions. Warming late next week and into the following weekend may set off a new round of rain and freezing rain with sleet and snow in the plains and Midwest. Timing and significance of that storm likely to change considering the model's variability over the next few runs. As far as other portions of the country, in the south, snow covers the ground this morning as far south as northern Alabama and Georgia. Meanwhile, a mixture of freezing rain and snow overspreading the southern mid-Atlantic states, and a chilly rain falling in the remainder of the southeast, with the exception of southern Florida, which will remain dry and will remain warm for at least it'll remain warm right through the weekend, but they may start to see some scattered showers developing there in the middle of this weekend. In South America, Brazil picked up rain in about three-quarters of their summer grain and oilseed production areas yesterday and early this morning, with 1 to 2 inches occurring in a few locations in central Goiás and Espírito Santo, and Londrina, Paraná reported 1.18 inches. Otherwise, amounts range from just a few hundredths of an inch to a half inch of rain. No dramatic changes made into the Brazilian forecast, with rain and thunderstorms continuing to scatter across the nation on a near daily basis through the next 2 weeks. Argentina, a few showers did occur yesterday in Santiago del Estero and far southeastern Buenos Aires. Resulting rainfall was not more than 0.2 inches, leaving most of the nation dry. Net drying is expected for the next 4 weeks to 10 days in Argentina. Totally dry weather, not anticipated, but showers look to be brief and light and probably not even making up the evaporative losses. But again, subsoil moisture in Argentina is still in pretty good shape, so conditions should not deteriorate too quickly there. Other nations, India, most of the nation dry again Wednesday. Does look like the computer models indicating a widespread rain developing in central and northern India around the 9th of February, and that a few days sooner than the computer models were running yesterday. So it does start to indicate that we are expecting wetter conditions for India, and they have been very dry. China, mostly dry, mild weather continued yesterday. No significant precipitation expected in their major grain and oilseed areas through the weekend. Next week's weather will change that, and they do look for some rain and snow developing briefly across the North China Plain. Moisture totals not all that impressive, maybe up to a quarter inch in some areas, so that region will be in need of more significant rainfall. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 489, up a quarter, last trade up 3/4. July, 501, down a half, last trade up 1. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 467.5, unchanged. Last trade up 1.25. July, 488, unchanged. Last trade up 2.25. December, 509.25, down a quarter. Last trade up 2. March corn opened at 404.25, up a quarter. Last trade up 3.75. July, 421.5, down 1. Last trade up 3.25. December, 395, up a quarter. Last trade up 3.5. Take it out to May 2008, 406.75, up 3.25. Last trade up 3.25. March beans opened at 719.5, unchanged. Last trade up 3.5. July, 747, down 3/4. Last trade up 4.25. Novies, 770.25, down 3/4. Last trade up 4.75. March soybean meal opened at 207.50, up 10. Last trade up 90. March soybean oil opened at 29.38, up 4. Last trade up 13. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
It looks like the export sales this week were good. I mean, they weren't stellar, outstanding like they've been in several weeks this marketing year already, but they're not bad either.
They're not bad, and I think the fact that there's not just one that's looking pretty good is a plus. Corn came in at 31.4 million bushels booked for export. That's right at the high side of the trade estimates. When you look at the cumulative sales, we're more than 3.5 million bushels ahead of a year ago. That's looking awfully good. This market ought to open, maybe 4 to 2 cents higher with bull spreading. Technical buying still coming in. Funds are supporting. The thing that I'm noticing is that the July corn now is lagging a little, the summer months losing to the nearby. Short-term bullish, but may be cumbersome for guys that want to do some selling in this summer months.
Soybeans made new contract highs yesterday. Will export sales be enough to try it one more time today?
I think so. We came in with export bookings at just shy of 25 million bushel. That was better than the trade estimates. We're ahead a year ago, again, by a good lick. I think most of these export sales have been front-loaded. We'll be up a nickel, maybe 3 cents in the back months. We're still wanting to talk about concern over much lower soybean acres in the U.S. and some hot, dry weather in Argentina.
Over in the wheat, the export sales also pretty good, especially when you compared them to previous weeks in the marketing year and also the first day of the month, and maybe index funds might be back.
Yeah, wheat's been kind of a surprise on the amount of strength that we had. yesterday, given that the previous day on Tuesday, we saw wheat as kind of following corn. So when you have a day that it's separated itself and is higher, we'll see the wheat market up at least a penny, if not 2 or 3 cents on export bookings that came in over 20 million bushels first time in a while. Winter kill issues are still being discussed.
Turn your attention to the Merck.
At the Merck, I think we're going to see kind of a mixed day in the cattle, down 20, up 20, that type of a market. Buying interest should pick up. There's a weak basis, so there's not a lot of real bullish fundamentals here in the cattle. On the hogs, I think we'll be 20 to 50 higher on the day. Cash market firmness looks decent. Notice that the average prices for Iowa hogs for the month of January were up $9 during those 31 days. That's pretty amazing.
Ellen, thank you for your time today. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Moorton, Illinois. Ellen joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.